with If on a Winter's Night, a Traveller, what Calvino does is he takes you on a story where you have to invest in being a character in the novel. You go on a journey to find what's happened to the rest of the novel, but because the novel's unfinished, you're left in this kind of nirvana wilderness of everything you could hope for. What could be is the ultimate romance. That's what we chase. That's, you know, when we fall in love with someone, we, you know, they still potentially tick all the boxes that we've drawn for them. And in experience, that's when things start to fall down, when the boxes we draw that are ticked aren't necessarily the ones that are going to see us through. I think that's, for me, is what life is. You know, it's a constant search for excitement and inspiration and something that takes us out of the norm. And we all want that conclusion.
The best of us kept from getting wet.
I was living in Italy when I first read it. I spent a lot of time in smoky train stations thinking about my place in the world, and the first chapter of that novel is set in a smoky, weird train station. For me, the messages were very clear. So yeah, I was living out in Parma, north of Italy, in the Po Valley, and this place is like, you know, like the morning fog had subsided at about 1 o'clock, and then, you know, the evening fog had come in at about 4 o'clock. It was very kind of cinematic, inspirational place for someone like me who loves to hide and not deal with like shopping and paying bills and likes to pretend that the world is a film or whatever. It was perfect, and that book came, and it really, like, I learned a lot of who I am from that thing, from that book. It was written during the worst period of my life, and I didn't really want to say it at the time, because it was I'm into positivity, I'm into talking about mental illness and how it can be dealt with, not over romanticized, you know, not, I hate, you know, this, the romance of being cursed. This record was written during when I first developed a dissociative disorder that I've still kind of got to deal with. I'm not daft enough to not know that what happens when you're going through like really awful things like that is it kind of removes the ceiling and it removes the floor from you, and you're just kind of floating in a bit of a space, and it makes that music that you've always wanted to write more accessible. You know, I feel positive because I feel like I'm here now and we're playing it. My understanding of music is that it is a constellation, and it's a corner that you find yourself pushed into, and you go there, and then finding something beautiful that's happening in the corner, you know. And that's it's going to be quite a, you know, typically kind of northern. I'm not, emotions aren't something that I'm particularly, don't mind talking about them, theorizing, but actually having them, kind of, that's my concern, is that I'm going to get on stage and like they're going to play the music and I'm going to remember things that are tucked away in the recesses and the hard drives, and it's going to go, you know.